Do you know where, where his parents came from before they came to Arkansas?
My parents, my mother's people came from Kentucky. They was...
Father and mother both?
Yes, I believe both of them did, and they was... my father was with Irish. No, he was... yes, he was Irish, and so was mother. They were both of us. I'm more Irish than anything else.
I guess you would be with that.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Do you know when they were born?
Well, it'd have to be, you know, about, I said, about 100 years old, and that'd have to go back to, let's see, this year is 1960, it'd been about 1860, 50, along there.
Now, you said your father's father was born west of Decatur.
Yes.
How about your father's mother?
Now, I don't know where my father was born there. My father's father was born there or not, but he is buried there. He raised his family there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that he was born there. I wouldn't know where he was born.
Father's mother?
She was, they was, he died and was buried there, but I don't know where he was born either. My father's, my mother's father.
And your father's mother?
Well, now, she was, I wouldn't know that either, where she was born.
Uh-huh.
But she raised her family right in west of Decatur, and she's buried up there around Decatur somewhere now.
Well, that's very interesting. I had an interesting thing happen the other day. I talked to a woman who was 93.
Well.
She was born when her daddy was 68.
Well, my mother, my wife's father there lived to be put near 92.
Huh.
Before he died. He was born and raised right up in there in the country where we were raised.
Well, I was surprised with this business of being born and being 68 when his daughter was born, because that meant he was born in 1800.
Yeah, well.
It was the weirdest sensation.
That's right.
It's all good. With the lower doors on it, fixing the top on it now.
Good.
So wasn't your father born up there right close to where his father got killed?
Yes.
And lived most of his life, didn't he, right in there?
Right there with his uncle. His uncle raised him, you know, after his father got killed 6 weeks before he was born.
Hmm. What an awful thing.
He's in the bushwhackers in the war, you know. They shot him and hit him in an old shop, and they didn't find him until the next day.
They just shot him without any warning or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Was he in the army or anything, or were they just raiding around there?
They were just raiding around there.
Oh. He wasn't in any battles, or?
No, they weren't in the battle when he shot. I don't know whether he had been in the army or not. But I know he wasn't. They bushwhacked him and killed him.
Huh.
He was going along the road when they killed him.
Was your mother born up in there around Gentry and in there?
Oh, no, she was born in Tennessee.
Came over when she was a little girl,
huh?
Well,
they brought her across. She's young.
Crossed on a ferry boat.
Oh, across from where?
Tennessee. They come
crossing
through
the rivers on ferry boat.
Oh.
See.
You say your grandparents were from Kentucky?
Mother was, anyhow. Was, you know anything about
them? No, I sure don't.
I told him I thought they both come from Kentucky. It was general folks. I'm not sure. He got to talking back further than I could remember.
There are many people from Tennessee out here?
Yes, there was at that time a lot of old people that came over. Black did, didn't he?
Well, I just couldn't say about that. I don't remember.
They homesteaded up there, I know.
Oh, needed my father to answer those questions. He never forgot nothing.
Right.